money in my pocket. Keep up. So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up. Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking. Keep up. Players only. Come on, put your pinky finger to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Head to toe, so clear. I look out. Second verse for the hustlers. Hustlers. Gangsters. Gangsters. Bad bitches and your ugly old friends. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I cannot preach. Uh-oh. I gotta show them how I can't get it in. First, take your sip. Sip. Do your dip. Dip. Spend your money like
money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh. We too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky razor to the moon.
Woo.
What y'all trying to do?
What y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the
866-4LNK. That is how you reach us here at the LNK Weekend Show. And we are standing by to take your confessions. Maybe you've never admitted this to anyone ever. Something you pretend to like. My name is Ellen Kay.
My name is Ryan Mano. And Ellen, I know you're a big fan of the movie Groundhog Day.
Love it.
Okay, so in that movie, Bill Murray's character really wants to date Andy McDowell's character, mm-hmm. right? So he figures out all the stuff she's into and then pretends to like that same stuff just so they can have things in common. He even learned 19th century French poetry for her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right? That is so true. Yes. There are so many examples of pretending to like something. 866-4LNK. We'll chat with you next.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Do it.
for the LNK Weekend Show. Glad you're spending your Saturday morning with us. Let's go to Debbie. Thank you for calling. We're talking about the things we pretend to like. What is it?
Small talk.
Okay, small talk. You'd rather just not. Well, then do you talk much anymore or do you text?
I kind of tend to lean more towards texting, but it's more of a kind of awkward silence that kind of makes you want to do some small talking, and then it's pretty much still very, very awkward.
Yeah. What is it about small talk that makes your skin crawl?
Sometimes, you know, people will just talk about maybe the weather, and it's like, well, you really didn't have much to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like it's just a space filler. You're just filling the air with words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always struggle with how to get out of small talk. Like, when, how do you leave? When is it over?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes people might perceive that as maybe rude, but I just don't know how to end it. I'm not trying to be mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just walk away.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, just a smile and listening, or I don't know. It can be awkward.
I pretend to like brunch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look, don't get me wrong, because... And especially you, Ryan, because we've been to several brunches together.
Yeah, that's kind of why my head's spinning. Right.
Well, I mean, I like the company.
Okay.
I like the food, and I love the mimosas or whatever we're drinking.
Yes.
But I don't like that it takes up the whole day. You lose your morning, and you kind of lose your afternoon a little bit. So you might leave the house at, oh, let's say, 9 or 10 a.m., and you're not going to get back till 2 or 3.
You're right.
So I just feel like brunch on a day is a waste of a day.
Okay. But if you're having fun, that's not wasted time.
No, it's not. I like the company.
Okay.
I don't like the timing. Yeah. I pretend to like it.
Note to
but
self.
But with you, I was more than happy to go out of my way and pick you up and drop you off.
Yeah. I think about brunch spots you and I could go to probably once a day, and I guess that's going to... I guess that won't happen anymore. Mine's museums. I pretend to like museums.
Oh, come on. Yeah. When you see an amazing sculpture or painting or...
it's fine.
Oh. Darlene, do you have one? What do you pretend to like?
Hiking. I really don't care for it.
Okay. I love museums and hiking.
Mm-hmm. And I love brunch. And Debbie, we love you.
I love you guys too.
The LNK Weekend Show.
iHeartRadio Music You Should Know. Featuring Benson Boone. Slow It Down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens. Out of Georgia now, you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying, you're in pieces, 'cause the only love you've ever known is Jesus. I can feel it. Oh, I hate that I'm the reason that you're in your head right now, while your world is spinning out. So slow it down, take a moment now, we're too young to drown. Deep and dirty waters full of hope is down. Let me pull you out, let me hold you now, let me slow it down. Ain't it funny how it changes, how the future rearranges. I get nervous, oh, I'm anxious. Maybe loving you is dangerous. I could lose you like the others. Only girl that's never left me is my mother. Oh, I love her, and I know you probably hate it, but I'm in my head right now. So
I'll help you slow it down.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future.
Create your own Benson Boone custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I keep on falling. And I love with you. Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue. Sometimes I feel good. At times I feel used. Loving you, darling, makes me so
you to dance? Would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die the one you love. Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero.
Thank you.
A full week since the Emmys. They did really great in the ratings, and Baby Reindeer walked away with a lot of them. So did Shogun. But Richard Gadd, the star, the creator of Baby Reindeer, got up to the podium to get his award, and we did love what he said. It's inspirational. Here he is.
I never ever thought I'd get my life together. I never ever thought I'd be able to rectify myself with what had happened to me and get myself back on my feet again. And then here I am, just over a decade later, picking up one of the biggest writing awards in television, yeah? Now, I don't mean that to sound arrogant. I mean it as encouragement for anyone who's going through a difficult time right now to persevere. Yeah, I don't know much about this life. I don't know why we're here, none of that. But I do know that nothing lasts forever. And no matter how bad it gets, it always gets better. Yeah, so if you're struggling, keep going. Keep going. And I promise you, things will be okay. Thank you so much for this award.
Ah, such beautiful words. We're the Ellen K. Weekend Show. We have found the most generous Hollywood star with the Ellen K. Weekend Show. He is Keanu Reeves. Reeves uses fake names while giving away millions to needy causes. His favorite charities are St. Jude, the American Cancer Society, Sick Kids Foundation, and PETA. We went back in time and found a 20-year-old Keanu Reeves having fun at the International Teddy Bear Convention. He covered it for a Canadian TV channel.
When Going Great sent me to check out the first Canadian International Teddy Bear Convention, I thought I was in for a lot of craziness.
Why are all the bears' first name Teddy?
We adore you, Keanu. We're the Ellen K. Weekend Show.
I'm
We're the LNK Weekend Show, and it's a
Whatcha Watchin' Weekend.
So many streamers, so little time, so much to watch. I'm going to just pare it down for you. Out new and out now on Netflix, Monsters. It's a riveting true crime drama probing the lives of the Menendez brothers convicted of the brutal murders of their parents in Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
So that is one, not for the entire family, but it's out now. I'm going to check that one out. I have one for you, Ryan.
I'm ready.
You love pro wrestling?
I do.
So there's one called The Queen of Villains set in the wild 80s where I guess wrestling really was pretty crazy.
It sure was. It was pretty lawless. Yeah.
Well, it's a kind-hearted girl who transforms into a bloodthirsty pro wrestler who thrives on the chaos.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and the poster is her biting into a big chain link.
Yeah.
So I think you might like this one.
I'm into that.
And you're welcome.
This is the LNK Weekend Show.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. Things you held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. That I've ever met. You're my best friend. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over. In spite of me, don't be alarmed if I fall. Head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you. For all that you are, I could. Already won me over.
Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, 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 baby. Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say, shoot, 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 baby. Shoot, 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 baby. Shoot, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby. Shoot, shoot, say shoot, say shoot, say shoot, baby. Say shoot, say shoot, baby. Shoot, oh, they do. Shoot, 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 shoot.